Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and it's another Monday. Welcome. Wow, how exciting is the world? There's so much going on. I don't know where to start. Let me start by, if you've got a question, you got to press number one if you're in the caller queue. Otherwise, you go to the bottom of the list. So I'm just putting that out there. If you haven't been to the show before, my guy's name is Aki. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra. He speaks light language, which is not English. It's light language. It's a vibrational tonality that makes changes in third dimensional reality or in our physical. Thought we were going to do third eye activation, for every single show through, through December. But we're doing more than that. We're going to, today we're going to try to activate some DNA strands that are dormant or asleep. There's a couple of things I want to tell you. Right now is really a heightened or beautiful time, really beautiful to stay in the light and stay, don't look outside, look within, stay in the light and to become the master of your truth or the master of your intuitive abilities. This is the time. It's really, really thin, thin the space between the third and fifth dimension. It's like, I don't know how to tell you how open it is. So what I'd like you to do is really, really try to master love, you know, at the highest levels, because that's what we are becoming masters of. And I want you to try not to pay attention to anything in the world, because I'm telling you something. It's going to be a very bumpy ride, very bumpy for the next few months. And we can either buy, what happened is when I was doing the vision was, it's going to go fast. It's going to seem like it goes fast, I think, because the vision was a speeding horse, a horse in full gallop. And I thought, well, what is that? You know, he's bringing the message, or we're too open to the message. And sometimes, and I'll be truthful with you because I've been through it myself, the road to true enlightenment isn't all ease and grace. There are decisions that you have to make that seem difficult, or things happen to us that put us on a different road completely. So rather than claiming difficulty or buying in that everything sucks or that, there is no growth or chances, turn it around and try to be in. Try to hold your truth inward, because that is going to make all the difference in the world for you and your heightened intuitive abilities. And that's your clairsentient, your clairvoyant, your clairaudient, being an empath, all of that is going to become much more heightened. It's an exciting time. And if you don't see stuff, really take a step back. I have to tell you something. For the first time I did a reading that I didn't get a read from a Gemini. And I don't know. People can block intuitive. Okay, you can call up and try to block. If you lie, it comes through differently to an intuitive. It comes to me, it comes in the color when you're lying to me. So, and it's okay, you can lie to me. The stuff that I give comes from your soul energy. So, what you're telling me on the surface really doesn't matter. It's different than that. So, and so the same thing, you guys will be able to be seeing colors and lights of people's true energy, and you will be starting to shy away from energy that isn't, you know, of the light. And you can really tell, and it's people that we know, even though we like them and everything, it's just that we're not resonating the same way. So that's going to cause a lot of personal bumpy tension. And what you have to always remember is that if you be the light first and you be love first, then it's, you know, you're in the right direction. Doesn't mean that everything's going to go perfect, but it does mean that it will go better or easier than anticipated. So I need everybody to put, I'm going to do the healing or the activation of the DNA very quickly right now, because I have a really full caller queue and I want to get to everybody's questions, and I had a little bit of time. I ran out of time last week, so I want to do this. So put both your hands on your solar plexus, which is just above your belly button. The key is here. He's going to help us activate two strands. I think he said two. Okay, so it is two strands. What we're going to do is we're going to breathe in through our nose. We're going to hold it for about a second, and then we're going to breathe out through our mouth. And what we're doing is we're releasing what no longer serves us, and we're bringing in the light, and we're bringing in new energy, and what doesn't serve us can be released. So and what you're releasing could be anything that no longer serves you anymore, and or that you want to follow away. So, kone akokopia. They say, okay, and this is going to affect you cellularly, is what he's saying. Every cell of your body gets affected, even though it's a DNA strand. And another breath in through your nose, and hold it for a second and release. And what you're doing is you're making space for what we're bringing in, the activation of the new light. In your DNA, it's and it does take a little bit longer, I'm sorry. And so it is. Okay. So I'm going to go right to the callers. He wants you to take another big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and relax now, because we're integrating. And you should probably feel it. I don't know how hot you are, but I'm hot all the way from my feet all the way up to my neck. They activate me at the same time. So, or I go through exactly what you're going through. So I'm going to 951, okay, which is going to be my first caller. Hi, 951, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. You got a question?
Well, I'm just kind of looking for all kinds of stuff. I'm kind of looking for a job, and I wanted to see what you saw for me in all areas.
What I'm getting is that you're getting, I don't know if this is true, but this is what I'm getting, that you're caught up in a lot of little details rather than looking at the big pictures. What are you trying to manifest? What's the big picture? Or are you just trying to see if you, I think what you're doing is you're looking too focused or too close at each situation, rather than allowing an outer situation. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Does that seem right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure because, you know, I just want to make sure because I think, you know, there's so many possibilities for you, Nathaniel. And sometimes I think you get in the way because you're, I don't know, it's not that, I know you want success, but sometimes it says to me that you don't. And so I need you to start claiming it or owning it. You know, I am going to be successful in the path I choose. But I think you need to define a big picture. I think you want little things to happen for you, but it doesn't, they're just little things. So what happens is you start focusing here and you let go of all of the dreams. And the dream or the hope is what makes us float into the next truth. Do you get that?
Yeah, it's really important.
Yeah.
I kind of naturally did when I was in my 20s, you know, when I was younger. I think I was better at looking at the big picture.
I can believe that, but there's a lot of cloudy energy, so we're going through stuff in the 3D world that makes it us less loving, truthfully, and it makes us less bright, and that's why it's so hard to be, you know, to maintain your light and to be the light and to have dreams and hopes and know that this is our true earth and that it is going to be heaven on earth. If it's not, if you're not manifesting that, you can change that. But you have to define what your dreams are or have dreams or hope. I don't know how I know that they are looking to bless you and that there's so much possibility for you in love, in money. They come to you, but then some reason you push them away from you is kind of what I get. Do you understand that?
Sure.
So I guess the task I want for you is try to be the most loving person you can be. I know you're loving, and I know you're kind, but for some reason you either are not believing it or you're not allowing people to love you. It's going to shift for you very quickly. I really feel like you're on your – you know, they put you through tests, and this is for everybody. When you're going through – test of discord, it's to get you to ground, become grounded, know what you want, decide what you're going to manifest. You know all of this stuff. You know how to manifest if you want something. You just have to put your effort into it. Do you get that?
Yeah, I know how to manifest it, but I just have to do it. Put my attention there.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to put your attention there. Absolutely. I'm going to let you go with that because I absolutely have a ton of people in the caller queue. But I hope that helps.
You're the best. We get to all your callers.
Oh,
it's so cool, man. There's so many people that have half-hour shows and take two callers.
Okay. I really appreciate that. Thank you, and you have a great day. Namaste.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go right on to 917. Hi, 917. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from? 917, you're on the air.
Oh, my first name
Hello.
Is Tim, calling from New York. Yep.
And it's Tim?
From New York. How are you doing today, Tim?
Okay. Got it. I just wasn't sure if it was Tim or Tim. Okay, hey, Tim, how are you doing, and how can I help?
Sure. Much like you were discussing, I'm trying to create heaven on earth and bring these new things in. So I've been trying to working on programming my subconscious on some abundance. I just was checking to see if Spirit had any tips for me or advice.
Oh, interesting. I got news for you. Yay, yay, yay. You're going to be a happy person. Everything you're doing is right. They're saying you're right on target or right. You're right where you're supposed to be. But sometimes when we're doing work, we always think we need to be more or need to be searching farther, but you're where you're supposed to be. So I think what they're trying to tell me, because they're saying all good stuff. Like you're getting stars. So I feel like it's all good. I'm trying to figure out what I need to tell you. I guess it is. You don't have to search outside of yourself anymore. You need to just trust more, and you need to figure out why there's an element that will really propel you forward, and it's about happiness. And there's something about recognizing happiness or understanding what actually makes you happy. I can't tell because it's like a two thing. It has two things with it. So I really want you to look at your happiness. What makes me happy? What is drawing me to want to move forward, your dreams and hopes and stuff, and see if they're aligned, okay? Because I think you're moving forward. They love what you're doing. They really do. They're giving me such good stuff, and I'm surprised you don't feel very abundant. I didn't ask you. Do you feel abundant?
I get a little anxiety, you know, the not knowing and kind of like waiting, but I know I just got to tap into me more.
Okay. So we're never waiting. What we're doing is we're allowing. So that's the terminology that you have to switch, okay? Stop waiting. You're allowing for the blessing. Everything that we get in life, this might be the message for you then, because they were just saying just good things. I couldn't really tell you, you know. So what really happens is everything in life is by grace. Like, if you're looking for love, it's by God's grace you find love. If you're looking for more income, it's by God's grace you get more income. If you're looking for better health, it's by God's grace you can bring forward a cure. And it sounds weird that, you know, but, like, if you don't have God's grace and you're looking for a job, you're not going to get a job. You can apply for 1,000 jobs and not get the job. And that would be there, why? And it's because you're not allowing it. This is for everybody. Or you're saying, I'm waiting for it. And what that says is, it's not here. I don't know when it's coming. I have no idea. When you say, I allow, that means you're going to accept it the minute it's here. And then you just allow it in God's timing. And then it does manifest. And it will manifest a lot when you start getting that clearer picture of what you're allowing and trying to manifest, because you're doing all the right things, I think, is what it, according to them. And the one thing is the happiness thing.
Okay.
It might not be aligned right. So that's why I need you to look at it, because it's showing me two things. So, and just shift your thinking to, I'm allowing abundance, I'm allowing goodness, I'm allowing love, or whatever you want to choose to manifest. And I think your shift will be very, very easily. Remember, we're going, though, into a really bumpy time. And it doesn't mean that it has to be bumpy for you. It means that you might see a lot of it, and you might be drawn into it. Just don't get drawn into it. You don't need to, a person doesn't need, there's something about defending yourself, too, that's coming through. You don't need to defend yourself. You only need to be yourself. You know, if people can't understand that, then you need to walk away and know that you are who you are, okay?
Gotcha.
So, and that might be with family for you, because I feel like it's somebody you know that's going to be, remember, you're supposed to just be you. You don't have to prove that you're better or more or anything. You just have to just try to figure out you, you know? Okay. That's your message, and I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
Namaste. Yep. I'm going to go right on to 111. Hi, 111.
Hi, James. It's Teresa. I'm calling from Barcelona.
Oh, hi, Teresa. I need to make an appointment with you. You just need to call me, because I did get your message and I couldn't figure it out if it's 8 hours. If Georgia is 2 hours from me, so time difference. Ask your question so that I can just, I was going to I didn't email you back. I just got that, and I am going to email you. I'm sorry that I didn't respond.
No, it's okay. I'm really glad I was able to figure out how to call into the radio show. So I'm happy I could talk to you. I just to make it quick, because I know you have a lot of calls, are you able to give me a reading on my situation with my classmates that are working with me in a team project right now? Because I'm actually not, I'm finding it very difficult to work with them. Like, one of the classmates of mine is not doing anything, and the other one, I find, like, we tend to have, I feel like we have some tension when we are discussing on how to proceed with the project, and I don't know how we're able to pull this through together as a team at the end.
I have to tell you that it turns out successful, okay? Let me just say that, because they're giving me that it's going to be okay. So the discord or the uneasiness, all I would do is, number one, I would surround myself in a diamond dome of protection. Number two, I would just call in like an army of angels to bring in cohesiveness. And when, especially before you speak with a person, you know, surround yourself with an army of angels for, you know, to create cohesiveness and joy and success, because I do get that term they use was successful. So I know you were, what you're looking, well, you probably weren't asking about the outcome, but you were asking how to get along with them.
I guess the outcome too, because right now me and one of the girls who are doing, we're more of the bigger players in the team, we're thinking about breaking up the group because we feel that we're not going to succeed in getting this project done because we are short of teammates, whereas other teams have more people working in the project. And we're at a disadvantage.
So cancel that, because more people is more confusion, okay, is what they're saying. What they're saying is that it's actually a perfect setup. Yes, you have to do more work. Yes, there always are going to be people that don't pull their weight. So, you know, in that, you must put a responsibility on the person directly so that they know that's their portion, and if it doesn't get how you represent it. It's not about you doing all of the work, you two or three people doing all the work for, you know, however many people. What it is about somebody needs to assign tasks, and if that task doesn't get done, then that's that person's responsibility that it didn't get completed, instead of being it so, which you're doing. You're kind of splitting it between two, but that's not how it should. Is that correct? Do you understand that?
Yeah, so the outcome would be successful.
It is going to be successful, even if the person doesn't do their... The reason why you need to do that, define a job specifically for the people that are non-compliant, is your responsibility. And when we get to the point that we're doing the presentation or ending, this is your responsibility. And you have to... And I actually would go to the teacher and say, you know, not everybody's pulling their weight, so we've decided to assign certain things to each individual to accomplish so that we can have a complete project. But we're vulnerable because we can't be responsible for what other people are doing. And that's why the teacher does the job, you know, is to define who's doing what and if they understand it and if you've done it correctly. And I believe you're doing it correctly, and I do believe it's a successful outcome for you, okay? I didn't look at everybody because I don't know all their names. But I do feel like it's just about making it definitive. This is your job. This is your job. This is your job. This is your job. And then if it doesn't happen, you can, and then you prep the teacher before. We've realized that some people aren't being, you know, responsible. So we're going to have to, make a definitive, responsibility. And That is, and I think you'll be fine. I think you're just, it does feel like you're doing all the work, but it's not. It's because you're taking it on and you're not actually defining what other people have to do in a way that they're going to be responsible. Do you get that?
Yeah. It's the final, I have another final project that I need to do later in the year. Do you see that working better for me than the team I'm working now?
Yes, I feel like you should be having a successful time. And that will be successful,
okay,
too. I did ask specifically about that, and they said yes. No, I feel like you should be having a successful time and just defining it. It really is that there is, you know, the thing is clarity of what's going on is what's missing. You get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
okay,
so who's the head of the project? Who's the head of the project? Is there a head person already assigned?
Well, there's one that's the one who's leading the ideas, and if I want to try to suggest something, she'll be, no, this is already established. We're planning on doing this way. So, like, to me, I feel like we're really doing the project around her ideas, and that's why I feel there's some tension, and it's really just the two of us doing all the research, and while the other classmate of ours is not doing anything.
Yeah, so if you, then what you need to do is clarify that you need to have more input because, you know, obviously, I don't know. Let me ask that. It's really complicated, Teresa. Okay.
Okay. But I'll take what you said. Thanks, James.
I just did look. Yeah, I want you to do what I said try to get it to, first off, I would speak to the teacher and say, there is not a great flow. We're flowing, but we're not going great. So I want to know what my responsibility is. They're in charge of the whole group, and there's just a lot of not good communication going on. So I want to know what my specific responsibility is, and I think probably because of the way that it's going, our group is going to have to break off and have each person do something more specific so that everybody is participating and doing the project. You know, it really is about communicating it correctly. Do you understand that? I know the teacher will understand. I'm positive. I'm getting yes, yes. So I'm going to let you go with that, Teresa. I hope that helps. You can, you know, just because you're over there in Europe, you can email me, you know, your question or whatever, and I'll try to see if I can't help you by writing. The other thing is I'm on Scott.
Oh, that's
time.
Great. Thanks, James. We'll connect in email then.
Okay. Okay. Namaste.
I'll wait for your email.
Okay. I was going to write you back. I just had to figure out that time frame.
Nope.
I didn't figure it out yet. Okay.
No worries. It's 9:30 p.m.,
okay,
by the way, if you're wondering. It's 9:30
right
here.
Oh, now?
In the evening.
And it's 1:30.
9:30 in the evening.
Oh, in the evening. Okay. Okay, I'll figure it out, I promise. Okay, namaste.
Okay, thank you so much. Namaste.
Yeah, namaste. Okay, I'm going to go on to 256. Hi, 256. Can I get your first name and where you're calling? Hi, 256. You're on the air. Are you on mute? Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one because there's so many people. Sorry. I'm going to go on to 347. Hi, 347. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yep. My name is Kate. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Kate. How can I help you today?
My question has to do with romantic relationships. If you saw anything on the horizon.
It's interesting because your life is going to be changing, but I don't feel, I feel like it's a career. Are you thinking about switching careers?
No, I'm currently on the path career because currently I'm still in school.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, maybe something's coming up because, well, maybe you need to look at your path, what you're choosing, because what are you going to get at the end of your education? I think that might be the question, and I want you to think about your path. What does it lead to in a career? You know, like some careers lead to a direct outcome. You become an electrician. Some, you know, go to school and you can be anyways, I want you to look at the end, what is the dream of this achievement? And make sure that you're going and that your eye is in what you really are looking for. Because it does, yeah, I think it's about getting clarity, kind of like that first caller today. Getting clarity on your dreams, hopes, or desires. So do you know what you're dreaming of? I hate to put you on the spot because it's such a hard thing to answer.
I mean, I think I do.
Well, I'll give you the vision that they're giving me. You're on a wheel, and there is more than one spoke, you know, so you can climb that and keep climbing. But it kind of looked like it would just make you go around in the circle. Oh, I don't want you to keep climbing. I want to know where you're going. We don't want to be in the wheel. We want to be out of it. There's another way. There's a book. I can't remember what it's called. You don't actually stop doing the dance until you step out from the circle. And I don't want you to circle. I want you to go where you're going. So that's what I'm getting for you. And I don't know if that's more confusing or hard for you, but that actually is what I'm seeing. And I think it's in relationship to the end outcome, because it's not like you're not going to get whatever you're going through right now, but is it what you want for the end? That's what I don't know. That there's like a little space or a disconnect there. It's in the future, so it really is about how you're feeling, dreaming, and hoping. So I don't want you to be focused all on that, but I need you to have some clarity that you're not trying to time.
I'm trying to decipher it. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, this is an archive, okay, and you can listen to it a bunch of times. And it's about 20 minutes into the show. There's 11 minutes left, so it's a 45-minute show, so it's 30 minutes. So listen back to it because there's something, I don't want you just to be spinning your wheels, maybe, is what it is, okay? So I think you need clarity on the end.
Okay.
I hope that helps. I'm going to leave you with that. I know it sometimes they're vague things, but it comes to you, the answer. You'll understand what I was saying, especially if you listen to it again. Saying whatever I want. Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps. Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go right on to 347, which is another 347.
Hi, Reverend.
Can I get you
Hi, Reverend. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika, from Georgia?
No, from New York. I have family in Georgia.
Oh,
I'm in New York.
You are in Georgia?
No, I have, that's where my dad lives.
Oh, okay. Okay, so how can I help you, Tamika?
I recently just started a job because I was so miserable at the job I was at before. It was in a medical office. I was dying to get out of there. And I was applying to many places, but nothing panned out. I was applying to places to go out of state as well as work from home. Nothing happened. So I started to get paranoid, and I ended up taking a job in a retail store. And I'm finding that I'm physically not able to do this standing on your feet for 8 hours a day type of job anymore. So I'm just like panicking because I don't think I can physically take it. I'm in too much pain. When I get home from working in retail when I first started out as an adult for like over 15 years, I still have the damaged legs because of that. So I've been applying to other jobs to hopefully get something in an office or work from home that I can get out of state and move with. And I just wanted to see where you saw me ending up. Like if you saw me leaving this retail job, I'm soon to go to like something, you know, not painful, like where I could sit or work from home, because I tried and it's just too painful to come home this way every day. I can't do it. So I'm wondering what you see for me.
Well, you know, Archangel Michael is your guide, okay? So they are guiding. So it looks like there's opportunities that open up, and then it just shuts, and I'm trying to think why that is. What I would do is, I think I would go on a meditate. I want you to meditate. I'm sorry. I don't try to tell people what to do. I think meditation will really free you, because I feel like you're so afraid that you have to let go of the fear. And the only way to do that is have God or an angel or something come in and so that you realize you're blessed and you don't have to be afraid. And if you're having medical issues with your job currently that you just got, I would immediately go and get a medical excuse for evaluation to submit, only because there's discord there and the proper procedure would be that. But what it does is that when you follow different procedures, what it does is it opens up other stuff. I don't feel like you're far away from another job. It feels less than 2 weeks, really. I feel like you're going to have to look at it differently, because I feel like you're looking so afraid. And I want you to just instead be so excited about possibility, so joyous that you get to make another choice and that you don't have to stay where you are, and start opening up that way. Do you get it? Because if you give me 2 seconds, can you put your hands on your – I'd like to get a healing.
Okay.
Is that okay? Put both hands on your heart, and this is for everybody that's looking for financial remuneration from employment or new employment. Because it's not just the employment, it's money that's your spirit, that is the energy you're holding. It's not the necessarily the money is making the discord of the pain or the what's going on, I believe. So it's a dual thing. So put both of your hands in the center of your heart and the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. And what we're doing is we're just going to clear a little bit of energy. And what we're going to do is we're pulling all that dark energy. And we're pulling it into a cord, and then we're going to have Michael cut it, and then we're going to have it transmuted. And this is for anybody that, like I said, needs employment or financial remuneration. And now Archangel Michael's coming in to cut the cord. He's going to pull it by the root. Okay, and now I need you to take one final breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, release, let go, and integrate, and tell me how you're feeling.
I'm okay.
You feel
okay?
Okay. You don't feel okay. Sometimes people get dizzy and stuff, so I just want to make sure you're grounded. I didn't see you going up. So, but I did see, we did cut a cord, okay? And actually it was more like 3 cords. And what he did was he like wove them together and pulled them and cut them. So, I feel like you can have a release. remember, you're allowing what's in your best and highest interest. You don't need to be afraid. You're excited. You need to be excited. You need to be allowing, what is God bringing me? You know, what is in my best and highest interest? And where do I go to find it? And if you could just meditate a little bit, I don't know, a little bit, like 7 to 10 minutes a day in front of a candle. I want you to do an actual routine so that you are knowing you're doing it rather than saying, I did it. So light a candle. I see a white candle. It can be any color candle. It's the symbology of it. I'm lighting this in the love of my life for forward movement and opening to hearing the words of in meditation. You know, you can say whatever you want to say. That's not what makes a difference. What makes the difference is the intention and to get the clarity. And you only have to do it, you have to get quiet, as quiet as you can. You ask the question before you get quiet, like, how do I move forward? And just go in and just try to be still for 5 minutes, 3 times a day. In the morning, you might ask, in meditation, light a candle and say, please bring forward the people, places, and opportunities that I need to experience today. And then just go into meditation. Do you, you know, and try to still your mind and hear where or you're supposed to go or what you're supposed to do or who you're supposed to meet. Then during the day, I do a 3 meditations, one in gratitude at night, one in the middle of the day to rejuvenate, recenter, reground myself, so that I can be grounded for everyone all the time. Because if you don't do it, you become ungrounded about an hour or 2 hours into the day. So that's why that happens. So do you understand that process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to try it. Just try it for a week and see. I really feel like there's something 7 to 11, not even 14 days, 11 days, I guess. 7 to 11 days, look for new employment that is in your best and highest interest. Start allowing it. Be excited about it. And be joyful about it. And in the meantime, I would get a medical. Go to urgent care is probably the cheapest way to get one, is what I would think. I'm not positive, unless you have a doctor. A lot of times women have doctors. Okay?
Yeah, I just don't have insurance,
okay, right? Right. That's why I felt like the urgent care would be the thing to do, because you'll be able to see a doctor, tell them what's going on, and you don't have to have that doctor forever. It's a one-time visit.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps, and I'm going to let you go with that because I got a couple more callers, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Namaste.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna go on to there's 916. You're in the caller queue, but you didn't press number 1, so I don't know if you have a call. I'm going right on to 520, and then I'm going 111.
Oh
and...
my God! I'm blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you, Reverend Jay. I'll shoot. It's Lisa from Arizona, and I'll ask you my question. And thank you. My business partner and I, we were former boyfriend, girlfriend, but now we're business partners. Do you see that business relationship continuing on in a smooth way?
Oh, yeah, I do get a yes. I'm surprised.
Oh, God.
Sometimes I personally think something, you know, and then I'm surprised. Just the way you said it, it made me feel like, oh, but they said, no, it's going to be fine. I don't feel like, I feel like it's fine. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. You're kind of protected by the angel. I don't know. I don't know. You got a lot of nice energy that is. See, when you're in the light, it's not like you're protected. What it is that you're the light. And so, like, it's not that nothing doesn't go wrong, but things go wrong, but they still turn out. Right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, I did. So yeah, I did lose the
it
sign.
Is like a it is like a protection, though. It's not that you're not gonna,
okay.
You know, nothing. Yeah, it is like a protection. Yeah, what goes away is meant to be gone away with. So it's, you know,
okay.
We do shed stuff. We shed stuff our whole lives. You know, so
okay.
And I feel like that was maybe what you're talking about. Because you did have discord that you shed, but you've become so much smarter and lighter and brighter. And you're stepping into really the woman that you want to be. And I love it because I feel like you're finally, in some ways, there. I know you want to – women want all the time. So maybe try to be grounded in I am it all.
Yeah. Totally. You're so right. I do embrace that. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
You are it all. You know, and it's good. And I know love's coming in for you. If you just relax. You're so tense. It's not
okay.
Tense. I think you're just anticipatory. You're wanting. Try to just see, I have everything I need right now. Now how do I move forward? You know, I am
okay.
Everything right now. I don't need to be fearful anymore. I get to be me. I've already made that choice. I separated to be me. Now I get to be me. Now who am I? And what am I trying to do and be and want? And that's not
yeah.
What you already have or already had and
yeah.
Decided I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's funny because I
yeah.
Feel really good for you, and you should be more excited about your life.
Okay. Well, I am.
Okay.
I did a marathon last 6 days
oh.
With somebody that I slept on her couch because I was out of town, and she's very Christian-oriented, but there were things in there that it's the same thing, you know, just believe in self. You know, believe that you're connected. And so it was good.
Good. Well, religion
yeah.
Has absolute value. It does. It's just not, it's, the structure of it has been misconstrued, but it does
yeah.
Offer so much value.
Yeah.
And so what you have to do is you have to always, what is my truth? What is true for
yeah.
Me? Because not
yeah.
Everything is going to be the same for everybody. We're all individuals. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I totally agree.
I guess I'm going to let
yeah.
You go with that. I hope that helps.
It
okay.
Does immensely. Thank you.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I think it'll be okay, and I think you'll get along fine. Just don't try to be, you know, allow the flow to be good. That's all you have to do.
Okay.
I know that's what will happen for you. I know that's what will happen for you. And I think you know it too. But you do question. And it's okay to question. I'm not saying that. Because, you know, that gives us our clarity. Okay, so I'm going to let
yeah.
You go with that. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste. Okay, I'm going to go on to 111.
Hi, Regina. It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How can I help you?
Thank you. I hope that you're doing well.
I am.
Hi, Aki.
Hi, Aki. He said, hi, you're on the right path. he thinks you're doing good. I mean, that's what that is. He shows the path, and the path is lit. So. I think you have a nice light path coming up. There's so much turbulence that's going on. This is really weird in the world. But he wants you to walk that light path. I think you are. We are all angels in a way, or we're not. the human is actually what we are, and we're partly soul beings. So, and I think the soul being that you are is so pretty, lovely, kind, so gentle. It's just amazing. And that's why you have a little bit of discord, is because you're too, it's not that you're too good, you're just a little naive, and you are that good. And in being the light, sometimes we are naive because we don't, we're, you know, like we're just, sometimes we're ignorant because we don't know everything. You know, like some people are really street smart and they never been educated. Some people go to school and become doctors and they're idiots. But you operate from a soul being, and it's a loving, kind energy that everybody feels. You're just like a little, I see one of those glowing squeezy things that you squeeze.
I do squeeze some animals, like generally my pet. You're right about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, question, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. So yes, I'm going to turbulence right now, but I am going to win it. Of course, it's me, my nature, my path, is what God was doing to me. So, I'm seeing more realistically. Again, it's a younger person, but I like his soul because it's innocent. But I feel like I can maneuver. But I'm thinking friendship at this time. But I know I feel something, and I like this other, the one that I told you once. But I think that that's a little bit different. So is this right? What I'm feeling like it's all right for me to date for this person is a little bit younger than me.
Yes, I like it. They said yes, it's nice. It's true. You already know what you feel. You have to start owning what you feel.
True.
Melissa. I know you're calling for validation. But the truth is you don't even need that. They're already letting you know because you're true in your light and you're true in your truth. You know what truth is. That's why when people are doing things you know that are wrong. Yes, exactly. And I actually got a good read on that. So, yes, I would welcome that, a friendship. And if it becomes more, it becomes more. That's a different thing. I think at first you need to have a friendship. It does feel like it needs to be a friendship. So, I would pull that in. And remember that, you know, Archangel Michael will, I would always phrase stuff. Like, if you're having an interest for a person, I would phrase it, if this is in my best and highest interest, please have that person come forward to me, you know, so that they can come forward because you're going to allow it if it's good for you. If it's not, then you're not going to allow it. You don't want it, and you don't want to bring it forward because it just creates stuff that you don't need. So when I ask, is it in Melissa's best and highest interest to pursue this, I get yes. So, yes, and age is not relevant in reality. Age is just something that sometimes we define ourselves by age, but you don't have to. Truly, I'm younger than some people my age. I'm positive. You know, I appear younger. I do things that younger people do. I just am not 60, in my 60s. And I've met people in my 60s that are like feeble and old people.
Yes, I felt it. I was weak. Remember, James, real quickly, yes or no, how much time do I have to be where I'm at with my parent before any chaos starts? I don't want it to start, but it's pushing through. I don't want it to push it through. Just please. I'm trying to move as quickly as possible with, again, making changes.
I think you got time. I want you to just cancel that. The Discord is not you, okay? I know you said some of it's coming through. I don't think that's what's going on. I think that person is actually registering 3D energy. I told you the next. Oh, I don't know if you're at the beginning of the show, but we're coming into a very, very bumpy time for lower energy people. So I just want you to be prepared for that. All you have to do is surround yourself with white light all the time, protect yourself, and every time you think of that person, send them love and light and healing. And then that energy won't be so chaotic every time you're near it. I think you'll be fine. I just need you to relax and not try to create something, okay? Do you understand that?
Yeah, everything's
okay.
Been real beautiful. So thank you for a lot of great things.
Yeah, just remember, every time you think of that person, send light to them. Send light. Please allow friendship and light and love and peace between us. And that will happen, okay?
Okay, I
got to let you go.
Okay, my mom, thank you.
Okay, yep, namaste. I think I got everybody. 916, did you want have a question, or did I already do you? If you have a question, 916, you would have to press the number 1. The other two are always listening. Okay, so I'm going to call this the end of my show. I think I got everybody. Thank you, everyone. And remember, life's amazing. It really is.